Churches will sustain. sustained tremendous damage. So that Bishop's special offering will be for that as well. A couple other reminders, the flood buckets and hygiene kits that we got, that we received donations for as well, they have been completed. We got sort of a last minute thing saying they needed to be delivered by Tuesday, so a group of you have come and put the flood buckets together and some hygiene kits, so they will be delivered on Tuesday up to Port St. Lucie and then taken on farther north, wherever they may be needed, even in the state of Florida. So thank you if you've been a part of that as well. The crosswalk is next Saturday. Robin, I'm going to let you give them one more little reminder here for crosswalk.
Good morning. So next week is the crosswalk. We have Team Lakeside. We'll be walking. If you haven't already registered online, you can go to the Cross Ministries website and register there and make any donations that you want to there. We wear our Lakeside purple t-shirts or any Lakeside shirt that you may have. We meet around, I think it's like 8:30 at the Trinity United Methodist downtown.
Episcopal Church in West Palm Beach. It's at Lake Avenue. Yeah, Holy Trinity at Lake Avenue and Flatiron, downtown West Palm Beach.
So we'll meet there and we'll gather as a group and they'll take our group picture and then we will get on the walk. If you're interested and you haven't already signed up, let me know and I can help you with that. If you have any questions, let me know. The walk doesn't take that long. It's beautiful and usually the Green Market starts on that week. So anybody wants to just go over to the Green Market after that. If you want to make a donation, you can also see myself or Betty McMurchie. She's helping me out with that. And if you need a shirt, let me know on that as well. We hope you'll join us. Thank you.
Thank you, Robin. I'm sad that this will be the first year Nancy and I have not been able to walk in. We're leaving on Friday for our Journeys of Paul cruise in the Mediterranean. So keep us in your prayers for the next couple of weeks. You will have a guest pastor here giving a great message, so come and support Liz Haley. You've heard her speak here before. She's a seminary student, and she'll be coming to share a message with you the next two Sundays. I had one other announcement before. Oh, Matthew Meals. Thank you all for helping out with Matthew Meals yesterday. We had 15 volunteers that served 140 hot meals yesterday, so I knew that's what I had to get in as well. So thank you all for Matthew Meals, those that came and helped with that, and I'm sure some people got some good food yesterday, so thank you, all of those. Now, Mr. Ken back there is trying to get my attention. It's pumpkin patch time. Did you see the big pumpkin in the back there in the narthex? It's time to sign up to help with that. We have a great time with that. Let me ask you, are we going to be able to do a community fun day during the pumpkin patch or not? Are we still going to try to do that? Robin's going to be traveling. So look forward to announcements that we'll have another community fun day on one of the Saturdays during the pumpkin patch. And we'll have activities and things out here for the kids to do and a cookout. So keep your eyes open for that as well. We want to do that. We were a great success on our last community fun day we had. So hope you all can come out and join us. But see Kate Chanel back there to sign up to help out and man the pumpkin patch this year. Is that all the announcements? A lot of things going on in the life of your church this week, so let's prepare our hearts and minds for worship this morning.
Thank you.
The Holy One is always with us in every place and time, working through us, around us, and in us. Would you please pray with me? Holy Giver of life and love, you work in us and around us and through us. As you traveled among the Israelites on their way from slavery to freedom, you gave them water from the rock when they were thirsty. As you walked among the people in Jerusalem, you healed the sick and taught through the parables and stories. As you move in and through our worship today, you offer yourself to us and to all the world. Unite us in love and service so that we may bless the world in the name of Jesus, who teaches us what it means to do your will. In the holy name of Jesus we pray. Amen.
When I am filled, I can work and play all day. When I'm empty, I do nothing. That's a little tougher, isn't it? You know? No? A glove. That's a little tougher. It makes you think, right? A glove that has nothing in it just lays there. Like a glove, like a baseball glove or a regular glove. If we have work gloves on, we can work all day and our gloves are filled and they work. If they're empty, they do nothing. So those good riddles are not so good riddles. They are kind of sketchy, weren't they? That's why I had to read them off the paper, because if they were really good riddles, I probably would have remembered them. Did Jesus ever speak in riddles? You ever hear a riddle that Jesus told us? Sometimes his parables kind of sound like riddles, right? Because he's telling us a story using something. And sometimes do we always understand what he's trying to say? Sometimes it's tough, isn't it? Well, Jesus today, in our scripture in Matthew, is going to tell us the story of two sons. A father and two sons. Now you tell me this. Has anyone ever said, I want you to do something for me? And you said right off the bat, no, I'm not going to do it. Right? And you didn't do it right then. And then has someone ever asked you, this second son, the father said, because the father was asking these sons to go out and work in the vineyard, go out and work that day. The first son said, no, I'm not going to do it. I'm going to play my video game. I'm going to watch TV and I'm going to sleep. So no, I'm not going to do it. So the dad went to the second son. He said, son, I need you to go out and work in the vineyard. What did that son say, do you think? He said, yeah, I'm going to do it. I'll go right out there in a minute. When this show's over, I'm going to go right out and work in the vineyard. When my favorite TV program's over. Well, the program was over, what did that son do? He didn't go work. He fell asleep. So he didn't do anything. He told his dad he would work, but then he didn't. The first son told his dad right after, I know I'm going to do it. Too busy today. But then the first son thought about it, and he said, you know, I should probably go work for my dad. He needs my help. I love him. So the first son said no, went out and worked all day in the vineyard. Which son do you think the dad loved the most? The second one? The one that just said yes but didn't go? Why would he love both of them? See, Jesus told the story. Why? Destiny. So there are sons that he can overlook sometimes when they don't do what they're told, right? You think God does that with us? You know, sometimes we tell God, God, I'm going to do this for you, and then we don't do it. Or we say, God, maybe you won't see us, and I'm going to do what I want to do, and the heck with God. Does God still love us? I don't know. Because God is God. And God loves us, right? And gives us chance after chance after chance. Even when we say no, when we get up and go to work in the vineyard like Dad asked us, it makes Dad happy and proud of us, doesn't it? Does that make sense? Does that story sound a little kooky in the beginning? But then, when Jesus explains it to us, we understand that God loves us more than anything. Amen? Let's pray. Gracious God, thank you so much for this story today of two sons with two different answers. And most of the time, Lord, we can conflict with you as well. So, Father, I just pray thankfully today that you still love us and give us chances. Father, we love you and pray in Jesus' holy name. Amen. Amen. Huh? Good deal. You going to go to Sunday school? All right. Even though they both showed him disappointment in one way or the other, either on the front end or the back end, the father still loved them. Let's go before the Lord in prayer today. We got many things on our list today. Lift these folks up. We've heard from Donna Harris. She had her hip revision surgery on Thursday. What? Wednesday? Tuesday?
Wednesday.
And actually, Ruthie spoke with her. She's had some problems with this revision as well, right, Ruthie?
Yes.
And she did come home yesterday, so she's home recovering. So we just have to continue to pray for Donna and her healing as well. But boy, she is. This is her second hip replacement in just a few months, so that's tough. Albert Jordan, good to see you out this morning. He's on one more chemo treatment, and then he's going in for a checkup. We continue to pray for him as well in his cancer treatment. Tammy Malden, she has come home from the hospital and recovering, and we really don't know what happened, but she's doing better and is back home. Carolyn is still gone, our secretary, our administrative assistant there in Vancouver. Charlie has just got some ailment that they can't quite get a handle on, and they're probably going to be in the hospital at least through Wednesday and then reevaluate him on Wednesday. So they're stranded in Vancouver right now trying to get home. That's a week that he's been in the hospital now. So continue to pray for Charlie Ludwig and Carolyn as they try to get back home to us. We're grieving with Wendell this morning on the passing of his mother and his family and brothers and sisters that are our mourning in her death this morning, and we just pray for peace of mind for that family as well. We continue to pray for Robin and Ann and their liver transplant. It looks like the date for the surgery is getting late in the month, or maybe even November, so continue to pray for them as well as Ann continues to undergoing some testing and waiting on results of things. So be sure and keep Robin and Ann in your prayers. Tom Martin as well will be having a procedure on Tuesday at the VA. So keep Tom and Jane and all the family in your prayers as well. Catriona's going up to Gainesville for a checkup again, so we pray for good news for her. And her uncle is in Korea, and she's a little nervous because she hasn't heard from him in a few days, so we continue to pray for him. He's serving in the military. We do continue to pray for Puerto Rico, Mexico, and the Florida Keys, and everyone affected by the hurricanes as well. Catriona told me this morning that her history teacher, Joshua Shands, has just been operated on for a brain tumor. So he's got a brain tumor as well that he's had removed this week. And pray for his recovery. Marilyn and Gary Harder, we lift them up this morning. Ann, you have one? Okay, Beverly Hartman has knee replacement up in North Carolina this week, so keep her in your prayers as well. And the group that's going over to the Mediterranean for our travel journeys of Paul just left us up for safe travel mercies as well. So keep a lot of things going on today as well. Like I told you earlier, our hygiene kits and our flood buckets will be delivered on Tuesday. I want to include them in our prayers as well today for whoever received those, that they are a source of comfort for them, and just to let them know that we love them and care about them as well. So pray for those receiving our gifts this week coming up. Know many things on your hearts today. So let's go before the Lord in prayer. Would you bow your heads and pray with me, please? Gracious and loving God, we come to you humble this morning. Humble that you are a God that cares about us so deeply. Father, as Jesus gave us the example of this Holy Communion table today, this table that connects us to those around the world today that will be celebrating this most precious gift, this meal that leads us to salvation. Father, today I pray for all churches around the world that we will gather today in your name, and that we celebrate in unison how we are united in Christ. So, Father, bless all people today that are celebrating this holy sacrament, that we would renew our vows of faith to you. Father God, this morning we bring a list that just seems to get longer and longer. those needing healing, those recovering from surgery, cancer treatments, heart problems, whatever it is that just wears our body down, the ravages of age, our neglect of our temple, our body. So, Father, today I lift up everyone suffering with health issues. We mention them by name, and many go unspoken within our hearts today. Father, we pray for victims of natural disasters. And we pray that the gifts we've provided will brighten their day and help them in some small way. We lift everyone to you today, Lord, and receive our flood buckets of hygiene kits. Father, thank you for allowing us to be a part of helping others. Father God, the world seems to be falling apart around us at times. Our health goes away. Governments collapse and fail their people. People are people, and we are sinners. And we're not treating one another very well. But Father, today I pray that our eyes would be opened anew, and a fresh vision for your church would come forth. Many churches, Lord, have been devastated by natural disasters, but the devastation started before the storms. And people leaving and walking out or away from church. Those that do not see the value of the relationship with the Creator God, a God that promises us salvation. So, Father, today I pray for our churches. And for the decisions that will be made in our denomination, the commission on the way forward, Lord, human sexuality has become a major issue in our church. I pray today, Lord, that we could just stay unified. That we could all find common ground in Christ. So, Father, be with our church and what the future is leading us to. So, Father, today as we gather for Holy Communion, I pray that our spirits would be renewed, that our faith would be made whole again, that our belief would be strong. So, Father God, I pray to you this morning, knowing that you are listening and confident in your response. So, Father, be with us today as we honor you. It's in Jesus' holy and precious name we pray. Amen. among your kingdom, and let your face be known to its people. We pray in Jesus' holy name. Amen. Our scripture today is coming from Matthew chapter 21, verses 23 through 32. Please stand if you're able for the reading of God's word this morning. When Jesus entered the temple, the chief priests and elders of the people came to him as he was teaching. They asked, "What kind of authority do you have for doing these things? Who gave you this authority?" Jesus replied, "I have a question for you. If you tell me the answer, I'll tell you what kind of authority I have to do these things. Where did John get his authority to baptize? Did he get it from heaven or from humans?" They argued among themselves, "If we say from heaven, he'll say to us, 'Then why didn't you believe him?' But we can't say from humans because we're afraid of the crowd, since everyone thinks John was a prophet." Then they replied, "We don't know." Jesus also said to them, "Neither will I tell you what kind of authority I have to do these things." This parable of two sons. What do you think? A man had two sons. Now he came to the first and said, "Son, go and work in the vineyard today." "No, I don't want to," he replied. But later he changed his mind and went. The father said the same thing to the other son, who replied, "Yes, sir," but he didn't go. Which one of these two did his father's will? Of course, they said, the first one. Jesus said to them, "I assure you that tax collectors and prostitutes are entering God's kingdom ahead of you. For John came to you on the righteous road, and you didn't believe him. But tax collectors and prostitutes believed him. Yet even after you saw this, you didn't change your hearts and lives, and you didn't believe him." Let's pray. Gracious God, this story, it could be a little confusing on the front end. But Father, it's about our commitment to do your will. So Father, I ask a blessing upon the reading of your word today and on the message that I'm about to give. Father, let you speak through me. It's in Jesus' name that I pray. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. We serve a pretty good God, don't we?
Amen.
He's a God of abundance and diversity. If we look around our church, our community, thank goodness no two of us are alike, are we? People say, "You look a lot like your mom to me." I guess that's so. But I'm not my mother. I have some of her traits and characteristics, but we're all very different people. Now granted, we like things done the easy way. Who likes things done the easy way? Who likes to struggle with things? Anyone like to struggle? Struggling is not fun, is it? What that allows us to do is to be a people of hope. A people who are reliable. Do you sit here today considering yourself reliable to the works of God? Our scripture today speaks of two sons. One that on the front end said, "No, Dad, can't do it." And then had second thoughts. Does that sound like us? Does your conscience ever get the best of you and you do things that you didn't initially think were important? I'm probably more like the second son. "Oh yeah, I'll get right to that. Unless something better comes along." Are some of you like that? The two sons today looked at things from different perspectives. But what did they have in common? Their father loved them. Nowhere in this story does it say that the father killed the son that did nothing, even though his intentions were good, but still did nothing. The father loved the sons. Let's put this story into some context here. It happened on the Monday of Holy Week, Jesus' last week on earth. He had entered town to the shouts of Hosanna. Remember that? Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. But we knew things were going to go bad, didn't we? This is Monday morning of Holy Week. You know the order of events. Things were going downhill. The priests were questioning his authority. "Who gave you the right to come in here and preach these words?" And isn't it just like God through Jesus to confound us? The priests had no clue as to how to properly answer the question of where did John get his authority? You see their dilemma? For God would be, they weren't trusting God. They weren't following God. And if they would have said humans, We have just heard the celebration of Jesus entering Jerusalem. The crowd would go wild. There would be trouble for the priests. Jesus answered a question with a question. Do you love that or hate that? You folks that have someone in your life that can never answer you straightforward the first time. Maybe a husband, maybe a wife, maybe a child, maybe a friend. Don't you hate questions that are answered with another question? Very easy for us to put ourselves in this story. We identify with the characters in Jesus' story. Have we been a son or daughter that has acted this way towards God? I was putting the children on notice a little bit that when we promise something to God, is it best we follow through? When our parents ask us to do something, or you being the parent, isn't it nice when the child does what you ask them to do? Give me a percentage. How often do you think that happens? 50% of the time. I don't know. The odds probably weren't very good. But the story also goes on to teach us about obedience. There's that word again. Is it easy for us to get distracted with our walk with Jesus? Why does Jesus take us on such difficult paths? During our prayer time this morning, and Barbara, I'm going to use this story only because I don't think you'll mind. But the Russell family is getting very irritated with doctors up in New York. The doctors keep saying, wait, wait, wait. Robert, that's pretty discouraging, isn't it? Robin's ready to give up her liver right now. But the doctors say, wait, wait, wait. It's easy for us to be disobedient while we're waiting. We get sidetracked. I even pray for patience for them today. And you know my stand on patience. Right, Barbara? We don't want to be patient. But God says, stand by. I'm working on something. You know what I'm looking forward to in this situation with Robin and Ann? Is the day I get to stand up here and proclaim the miracle of healing. When both of them are healthy and back to their lives and they're normal and doing the things that God has asked them to do. Both of them serve the Lord. And his husband, Craig, is a pastor. Robin, you know what she does here? You think God's going to keep them on the sidelines for long? But this is a season of waiting for them. We're going to celebrate healing, victory, when this is gone. When this is long past and gone from us, this period of waiting. So this journey we are on is a journey toward faithful obedience. We're all pretty busy. We've got bills to pay. Some of us are still working. And some of us are still playing at retirement. How many of you are busier now that you've retired than you were before when you were working? I'm surprised not every hand has gone up because everyone that I speak to that has retirement going, almost every time they say, I don't know how I ever had time to work. I'm more busy now than I've ever been. We're all busy. We've got goals. We've got life goals. And then we get comfortable. How many of us turn our back on God when we're comfortable? I've been saying the last 2 or 3 weeks, I think we're better off with problems. I think we're better off with hurricanes. Now, people whose houses have been destroyed probably wouldn't like me to say that. But you know what? We rally around people and show our love for people when we're in crisis. I believe our human nature is a people of crisis. When we've got things too good, we just wander away. We fall away from God. When we're in crisis, we rally around God. The Spirit moves through our life and just keeps nudging us. Do you ever feel God's little nudgings in your life? Has God ever slapped you? Or does He just nudge you in a direction? I'm not praying it so much right now, but I've prayed in my life, God, use a Mack truck to get my attention. And He used a Mack truck. Nearly rear-ended him, crunched by a Mack truck. But that was my prayer. That God gives us enough free will to just nudge us along our way. Just move us along at our own pace. Our scripture today tells us of two sons that had differing views on what the Father asked. Have you ever found yourself in both places? Wanting to do God's will, but just too tired. But just too busy. But just too much of whatever it is that keeps you from that. So the Spirit is moving among us. It's more than just saying yes. It is backing up our words with faith. That's the challenge we live in, folks. We're more than willing to say yes to God, but we've got to back it up with faith. We've got to back it up with action. So many times people tell me, I can't do anything anymore. I'm too broke down, I'm too old, I'm too worn out. If you truly ask God, He's going to give you something to do. Say yes, and then follow through. That's the moral of our scripture today. Say yes, and follow through. Even if it's against our nature, say yes, and then do something about it. We can rest assured that God continues to love us. That's the most reassuring thing, folks. That God still loves us. God cares for us. Jesus is still calling us to follow Him. To back up our words with actions. And when we do that, we discover an abundant life. Those are the stories that I like to hear. People that says they followed God's will even when it was tough, and they have an abundant life to show for it. Well, they may not have material things, but they have that joy we've been speaking about. Joy. Happiness and joy are two different things. Happiness is in the moment. Happiness is in that bright, shiny red truck sitting over there by the office. Because I got a new truck. But it's not giving me joy. It's making me happy for the moment. But it doesn't bring me joy. If I had to walk everywhere and I didn't have joy, I'd be missing the point. So seek joy in our lives. Say yes to Jesus and then back up your words with action. The message is simple. That's not complicated. Amen?
Amen?
Amen. Let's pray. Gracious and loving God, this is a beautiful scripture lesson this morning. Thank you to Matthew for putting it on paper to allow us to relive this image of fathers and children and the love that fathers have no matter what for their children. So, Father, thank you for this message today. Thank you for the scripture that teaches us the teaching of Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Sunday, as churches around the world today will be gathering to not only participate in some bread and wine, but to rethink our commitment to Christ. To be a people that says yes and then steps out in faith. Hear this invitation this morning as we gather around the Lord's table. Christ our Lord invites to his table all who love him, who earnestly repent of their sin and seek to live in peace with one another. Therefore, let us confess our sin before God and one another. Please join me. Merciful God, we confess that we have not loved you with our whole heart. We have failed to be the church. We have not done your will. We have broken you off. We have rebelled against our love. We have not loved our neighbors, and we have not heard the cry of need. Forgive us, we pray. Free us for joyful obedience through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Hear the good news. Christ died for us while we were yet sinners. That proves God's love toward us. In the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven.
In the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven.
Glory to God. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right and a good and joyful thing, always and everywhere, to give thanks to you, Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. You formed us in your image and breathed into us the breath of life. When we turned away and our love failed, your love remained steadfast. You delivered us from captivity, made covenant to be our sovereign God, and spoke to us through the prophets. And so, with your people on earth, and all the company of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, Hosanna in our heights.
Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord.
Hosanna in our heights.
Holy are you, and blessed is your Son, Jesus Christ. Your Spirit anointed him to preach good news to the poor, to proclaim release to the captives and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed, and to announce that the time had come when you would save your people. He healed the sick, fed the hungry, and ate with sinners. By the baptism of his suffering, death, and resurrection, you gave birth to your church, delivered us from slavery to sin and death, and made with us a new covenant by water and the Spirit. When the Lord Jesus ascended, he promised to be with us always in the power of your word and Holy Spirit. On the night in which Jesus Christ gave himself up for us, he took bread. The common element of the day, I always say that, but he made it uncommon. He took that bread and he broke it, and he told his disciples, "Take and eat, for this is my body, broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." With tradition, as the meal was completed, he took the cup and he raised it to his Father in heaven and said, "Father, bless this, for this is my blood, poured out for the forgiveness of sins for you and for many. Do this in remembrance of me each time you drink of it." And so, in remembrance of these, your mighty acts in Jesus Christ, we offer ourselves in praise and thanksgiving as a holy and living sacrifice in union with Christ offering for us as we proclaim the mystery of faith. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. Pour out your Holy Spirit on us gathered here and on these gifts of bread and wine. Make them be for us the body and blood of Christ, that we may be for the whole world the body of Christ, redeemed by his blood. By your Spirit, make us one with Christ, one with each other, and one in ministry to all the world, until Christ comes in final victory, and we feast at his heavenly banquet through your Son, Jesus Christ. With the Holy Spirit and your Holy Church, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever.
Amen.
Amen. And now with the confidence of the children of God, let us pray together the Lord's Prayer. Our Father in heaven,
hallowed be thy name. Your kingdom come. Hallowed be thy name. On earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, power, and glory forever.
David and Maria, please come forward, and Robin to help with communion this morning. Eternal God, we give you thanks for this holy mystery in which you have given yourself to us. Grant that we may go into this world in the strength of your Spirit to give ourselves for others. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Please stand for our closing hymn, Victory in Jesus.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. You ready to go out and tell others of the good news of Jesus Christ?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Receive this benediction. Father God, as we leave this house of worship, let us go forever knowing that Jesus loves us as individuals. Take that love and share with the world. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen.